Stand by for Alan Klein.
Hello, WHO, and hello, Herb Plenbeck. This is Alan Klein in The Hague, just having finished the conference of the International Federation of Agricultural Producers. We have had a great time discussing problems of production and particularly problems of distribution. We find farm groups from all over the country tremendously interested in not only how they can produce food, but how food can find its way to the people who need it. In this respect, we have had considerable discussion about the wheat agreement, which was not signed in London. Farmers from everywhere are agreed that a wheat agreement should be signed and that it should be signed at the earliest possible moment, which suggests that a great many people are concerned about what is to happen when the great shortage of food which has resulted from the war has been replaced by production such as we hope will be forthcoming very soon. The conference is history. However, the efforts of farmers from here and there to bring into being the things which were agreed upon here will continue from day to day and in the places where they come from. What I wish to do this evening is not to discuss the conference in detail, but instead to give you a little word about this country of Holland, just while I'm here. I can discuss the conference with you later, but it seems to me that perhaps I can give you a little something about Holland better while I'm here than I ever can after I leave. No one can discuss Holland without discussing Hollanders. And the first thing they remind you is that you mustn't call it Holland. It is, after all, the Netherlands. Anyway, it's full of Dutchmen. And the people are a vigorous people. They're a busy people. And they have lots of little Dutchmen. Children are everywhere. They're hardworking people. They're uncomplaining people. And they're family groups. This conference has been held at a summer resort just out of The Hague, whose name only a Dutchman can pronounce. The sands along the seashore are covered with people, and they're in family groups. You are astonished at the number of families who come to the seaside. They come on bicycles. That's the way most everybody gets every place except people who walk. And the bicycles are double. That doesn't mean that two people pushing it. It means that there's a woman pedaling it and a little Dutchman on the back riding. There may be one on the front, and there may be one on Papa's bicycle, too. The families of the Dutch people do seem to enjoy each other. They have a lot of fun. They picnic all day, and then they go home at night. Still happy and very much a family. There's another thing about these people which deserves to be noted. They are vigorous, and that means that food is not so very scarce in Holland. It's rationed, to be sure, in the Netherlands. It's rationed, yes, but the rations are apparently adequate. And along with that, I should mention flowers. These people love flowers. There isn't any question about it. It isn't just that they raise tulips and narcissus to export. It is that they like flowers and that everybody's windows has flowers in it. Windows, that's another thing. These people are well hounds. For people who haven't any more of this world's goods than most Hollanders have, their housing is excellent. They have lots of glass. They like to see out and they don't mind if you see in. And the windows are clean. And the rule all over this country is that windows have flowers in them. You are astonished, place after place, to find that the window from the outside is a picture with some flowers in the middle, a little color here and there, and is particularly set up for the enjoyment of people who pass on the outside, as well as for the approval of those who happen to live inside the room. Well, we've seen a great many flowers in this country, and we've seen retail markets and wholesale markets, and particularly we've seen flowers in the homes, as I've said. I must say a little something about agriculture while I'm here, because that is what you people are particularly interested in. You know, this little place is about the fifth of the size of Iowa, with four times the population. That gives you some idea of what farms have to be like. The average farm in this country is about 20 acres. The average farmer is doing fairly well at the moment. He's doing better than he did before the war, or at least he thinks he is. That is to say, he gets more guilders for what he produces. He puts the guilders in the bank. The cooperative banks out through the country are doing very well indeed. Their capital is, their deposits are often 10 times what they were before the war. There's only one real difficulty about that, and that is that there isn't too much you can buy with the guilders. But, of course, you have the guilders, and that's a nice feeling. That's one of the difficulties that many of these countries have, is that they have strictly controlled internal economies. Their national debts are rising, and the value of the money is falling, and total production compared to money in circulation is falling. Just what the final answer will be, no one knows. What the Dutch have decided to do about it is to work their very level best and produce as much as possible. I want to say just a word about a couple farm communities, because they are significant of some things that go on over here. One is a place called Stopport, where we, I'm not sure that's what it's called, but that's what I think you pronounce it like, where we stopped and visited one day. It's one of these communities where the people live on long farms, several miles long, several feet wide. There may be one house on one end of it, there may be two or three, but all the houses are lined up along the place. The average farms in this place are about 20 acres. The number of children are innumerable. They all wear wooden shoes. They have some excellent black and white cattle, and they're relatively prosperous people, strange as it may seem. Although they must spend at least half their time with a one-horse cart going back to the back end of the farm, and the other half, I should think, ought to be required coming back to the house. But anyway, they get along, and they do fairly well. I want again to say a word about some of the polder farms. They call this area they've reclaimed from the sea polders, and it's all below the level of the sea. In fact, half of this country is below the level of the sea. They just pump the water out in order to use it. But the polders are a different thing than that. They are land reclaimed from the sea. They put dams out in the North Sea. They let the soil wash up between these dams and eventually get covered with clay. And then they build a dike outside of that and pump the water out. And there you are, you have a polder. These polders are farmed a little more extensively. There are relatively efficient farms side of some of these older fashioned farms. But I shouldn't give you the impression that these old fashioned farms aren't somewhat efficient too. They're well farmed, and while their methods are not such as you would think could meet modern competition, they do get along pretty well. As a matter of fact, 45 to 50% of the exports of Holland this past year have been agricultural exports. Holland, of course, is a place that's reclaimed from the sea, and water is everywhere. They tell me that 90% of the transportation of freight in this country is carried on canals. I don't vouch for the truth of it, but I can see the possibility of it. And everywhere one goes, there are little bridges and little and big boats carrying freight everywhere. Trains are more or less of a novelty here. They carry things on water. Water divides the fields. It is necessary to have a canal every little way in order to be able to pump the water out from under the land so that it'll grow things. It wouldn't be fair to the agriculture of this country not to mention the cattle. This is a country that milks cows. Some of the cattle, while they look like our Holsteins, are after all more of a dual-purpose cattle. They are Holsteins with a lot of meat on them. Some of the meat must be fairly good, because I've had some over here that was that sort. They take great care of these cattle, especially in some areas. And this is a grass country. They take great care of their grass. These cattle produce very largely on grass, and their production is fairly good. The economy of this country is getting itself into what I think might prove to be a little difficulty. On the other hand, they're getting along extraordinarily well, considering that they've only been out of the war for 2 years. And this much I know. The Dutch have not given up and have no intention of giving up. They intend, by hard work of which they are not afraid, and a cheerful attitude which they certainly do have, to do the level best they can with what they have. And my impression is that that will not be too bad.
You've been listening to a talk by Alan Klein from the IFAP conference at The Hague, especially recorded for station WHO Des Moines, and brought to you by the British Broadcasting Corporation. This is the British Broadcasting Corporation. The next program, to which you'll be able to listen in the North American service from London, follows at 16:45 Greenwich Mean Time, which is in just under 4 minutes from now. It's a program which goes out every week on the BBC's home service, deals with old-time dance music, and it's called Those Were the Days. Rather a pleasant program for those of us who stay at home over the bank holiday Whitsun weekend. After all, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. The trouble is these days, and to quote from a contributor on your side of the Atlantic,